then there was nothing to do but put the veil over your tie, you see, and spike the rail down. And you had a rail. Right up over. Ordinarily, most of it, they would build it about that high for the water. Anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 feet, ordinarily 2.5 to 3 feet was sort of average.
And that happened to you?
I don't know this. I don't know the year that they started working on, so I can't really tell you. But I myself was there 8 years while they were working at it. Now, how many years they had already been working at it? See, I don't know. And then after I left there, you see, they still worked in the year of 26 that I left there. Then the following year then is when they took up the track. Oh, I might have seen that in the book that Mr. Hamp wrote somewhere about how many years it worked. I'm not sure, but they might have cut some pine timber off Billy's Island. But there was some of that timber that was just carted up there by tractor and mule team, you know, and so of course I think that was mostly for their own use in the building and their buildings and things that they need to come for themselves. Now, I'm not sure where Hibbard did that or where it was true. I never did know it, so I don't know what year. My daddy did tell me some of that, but it's been years and years ago. But, about the time that they went there, and about the way they traded for the island and what was given, and who it was.
No,
my grandmother.